Transatlantic Tragedy, A Cruise Ship Mystery, Millie's Cruise Ship Mysteries, Book 16, written by Hope Callahan, narrated by Naomi Rose Mock. Chapter 1. Millie Armadi stood at the balcony railing. The blaring horns of the stevedores as they sped back and forth on their forklifts caught her attention. The cruise ship's loading area had been a beehive of activity since Siren of the Seas had docked in the port of Miami to drop off the last batch of sunburned vacationers returning from their 7-day Southern Caribbean cruise. Soon, a new wave of passengers would begin boarding, and Millie, along with Andy Walker, the ship's cruise director, would be on hand to greet them, to begin their long journey across the Atlantic Ocean. Millie had heard the passengers who were departing, the families with young children, career-minded professionals, and large groups of extended families taking their week-long break on board the ship, was a much different crowd than those who would soon join them. According to both Nick, Millie's husband, and Andy, her boss, the new group would consist mostly of well-seasoned travelers, many already retired and enjoying their golden years, those who had both the means and the time to enjoy the lengthy cruise from Miami to Southampton.
"You're still here?"
Nick, the ship's captain, stepped behind his wife and slipped his arms around her waist.
"I thought you'd be upstairs, grabbing a bite to eat."
"I'm not hungry."
Nick gave his wife a quick hug before loosening his grip.
"It's time to stop stressing out about the voyage and embrace it as a new adventure."
"I keep reminding myself, but you know how I feel."
Ever since Millie found out the ship was repositioning from the Caribbean to the British Isles for the upcoming summer season, she teetered between excitement at the prospect of visiting other countries to sheer terror at being thousands of miles from home and family. Not only were they embarking on the summer season across the pond, but Nick was also working on carving out some time off to take Millie to his childhood home in the small village of Bertoli. Before departure, Nick and Millie had traveled to Michigan to visit her children and grandchildren. It was a bittersweet visit, and the thought of it made her want to burst into tears.
"How many days are we going to be at sea?"
Another concern at the top of Millie's long list was how she would handle the motion of the ship, not to mention the endless sea days.
"We'll be traveling for 13 days.
Nick's radio blared, and Millie recognized Staff Captain Vitali's clipped voice, barking orders to the crew members working on the loading dock.
"Our maintenance crew and the delivery drivers are at each other's throats.
I am sure storage is a concern. It'll be tight quarters, stocking enough food for almost 2 weeks," Millie said.
"We'll be stopping in Bermuda and the Azores,"
Nick reminded her.
"These stops will help break up the long voyage, and we'll be able to pick up any extra supplies if necessary."
His radio went off again, and this time there was a hint of desperation in Vitali's voice.
"If Sharky doesn't watch it, he's not going to make it to Southampton."
"You better get out of here,"
Millie chuckled. Sharky, the ship's day-shift maintenance supervisor, could be a handful at times. But she sympathized with the fact his job was more than a little stressful, especially on changeover days as they offloaded the previous week's provisions and waste, and then loaded the supplies needed for the long voyage, all within a matter of hours. Nick made his way out while Millie coaxed Scout, their teacup Yorkie, back inside the apartment. She trailed behind her husband before heading to the ship's gangway to check on Andy, who was seeing the last few passengers off.
"Have we finished clearing the ship?"
"Barely."
He pulled a handkerchief from his pocket and patted his forehead.
"I thought I was going to have to personally escort the last few guests off."
"The passengers had so much fun, they're reluctant to leave," Millie said.
"It's a good problem to have."
Andy consulted his watch.
"I'm heading to my office. The important delivery I've been waiting for is finally here.
The surprise."
Andy had been talking about a special surprise he'd purchased for the entertainment staff for weeks now. His plan was to roll it out during the repositioning cruise. So far, he'd refused to give even the tiniest hint at what it was, which concerned Millie. Andy and surprises were never a good combination.
"I can hardly wait. I'm guessing it has something to do with the entertainment schedule."
"You could say that."
Andy rubbed his hands together.
"If this works half as good as I think it will, it's going to transform the way we entertain, make us leaner, more productive, and put us at the top of our game."
"Speaking of entertaining, what if we can't keep the passengers entertained for days on end?"
"Oh, you worry too much. These repositioning cruises, they're different than the week-long cruises. They'll quickly settle into their daily routines. You'll hardly know they're on board."
"I like to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?